Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-SADC wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula ilamasport adabuka emazweni alowo mhlubulo.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho, hayi ngamasosha, kodwa ikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka ukubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalunga labantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bahlala kuyiphi indawo.
Sixoxa lasebeluphele amaxhego lezalukazi asebefikise iminyaka edlula ikhulu i-100 abethula izixwayiso ngokuphathelane lempilo.
Abalahlonipho, kudala umntwana wayebuya ngejaha laphandle ebebona umntu omdala cashi noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani injoba kathoze ayasaza.
Nguhlelo Woza Friday lamhla we-Ezra Chester Sibanda uxoxa lo Ndumiso Moyo enduna oweqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Zim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo we-disco lisebenza likoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. UMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community, i-SADC, njengomgcinisihlalo walemhlubulo. Wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elilamasosha adabuka emazweni e-SADC. Intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube osethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone.
UMongameli Mnangagwa ube ekweleBotswana esikhundleni sakhe njengomgcinisihlalo we-SADC. Uthi uqakathekile ukuthi amazwe asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika aqhubeke ebambene. Ekhuluma esamukela isakhiwo se-SADC esisesigodlweni seBotswana eHaburoni, Mnangagwa uthe inyathelo leli litshengisa ukubambana kwamazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso le.
The SADC House stands as a towering symbol of solidarity, symbol of unity, symbol of freedom, independence, and most importantly,
isakhiwo lesi eseSADC sima njengesibonelo sokubambana kwethu kanye lokukhululeka kwethu. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi lesi sakhiwo sisisondeza eduze njengamazwe aweSADC.
Inkampani eBotswana ibongwe yiyo eyakha ama-ofisi eSADC ngaphansi kokubambisana lamazwe akumanyano lo kulokusebenzelana phakathi kwabohulumende lamankampani azimele wodwa, i-public-private partnership. UMongameli Bhoko laye uthi uba lesakhiwo ezandleni zeSADC kutsho okuningi kule nhlanganiso lamazwe angaphansi kwayo.
We are here today to be chief witnesses.
Sihlangene lapha ukuthi sibe ngabafakazi bokubambana kanye konke okuhle okutshengiswa isakhiwo sethu sama-ofisi e-SADC.
Besuka ekwamukeleni kwesakhiwo se-SADC, omongameli bobabili balubhekise emzini we-RASSESA okugcwadlana nje ledolobho le-Haburoni, lapho okuzakhiwa khona isiphala sezikhali, i-SADC Standby Force Regional Logistics Depot. UMongameli Bhoko uthi ukwakhiwa kwesiphala lesi kuza ngesikhathi umhlubulo we-SADC uqhubeka ubhekana lokungahlaliseki.
They are mostly unsafe in some of their countries. They face strife. They face belligerent hostilities. They are in distress.
Kulabanye abangakhululekanga emazweni abo, ngakho badinga usizo. Thina njengeSADC esilisebenzisa ukuthi singenele lapho okulungahlaliseki khona.
UMongameli Mnangagwa yena okunguye otshaye ipiki yokusungula ngokusemthethweni kwakhe walesi siphala uthe uqakathekile ukuthi i-SADC ibe lesakhiwo lesi kwenzela ukuthi yenelise ukulwisana lokungahlaliseki kukhona emhlubulweni lo.
This groundbreaking ceremony is timely and marks a significant stride in our journey towards promoting and consolidating peace
stability and security.
Ukusungula ukwakha kwalesi siphala kuza ngesikhathi esiqondileyo lapho esibona umhlubulo wethu ubhekane longahlaliseki emazweni ambalwa.
Ocubula ezombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi noma nje uqathekile ukuthi kube lesiphala esaphathisa ukugcina ukuthula okubalulekileyo yikubusa ngendlela eqondileyo okuyikho okungaletha ukuthula.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho hayi ngamasosha kodwa yikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswe ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bakhuluma luphi ulimi, bahlala kuyiphi indawo. Noma kungaphi kulelo lizwe, ukulizwe lelizwe kusadika. Abantu nxa bebuswa kahle kule democracy kuvotwa ukhetho olukhululekileyo, amalungelo abo ehlonitshwa, kungabandlululwa muntu ngokuthi ukhuluma luphi ulimi, uhlala kuyiphi indawo. Azibi khona izizathu zokuthi baye empini.
Isiphala sokugcina okugoqela isikhali lokunye sikhalelwe ukuthi sibe sesiphelile ngomnyaka ka-2026. Uhlelo lokusungula isiphala lesi luza ngesikhathi izwekazi langezansikwezwekazi le-Africa libona ukungahlaliseki kakhulu emazweni afana le-Democratic Republic of Congo kanye le-Mozambique. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisaron weleBotswana.
Ogogo labokhulu becholocho asebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu 100 years ngamonye kusiya phezulu sebethulele umphakathi iseluleko esithi hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko ukuze insuku zakho zande elizweni njengalokho okuchiwa liBhayibheli. Bathi phezu kwenhlonipho ukudla kwesintu kulomthelela omkhulu empilweni zabo. Ungqwele Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ugogo Ntombizodwa Moyo seleminyaka elikhulu 100 years ungomunye wabahlali basecholosha balichumi lanhlanu asebeleminyaka yokuzalwa esuka kwelikhulu kusiya kwelikhulu lasithupha 106 years ababuthane emcimbini wokubananza esigabeni sechino kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Uthi usephile iminyaka yonke le ngoba wakhula ehlonipha abantu abadala loba kungasomzali wakhe, okuyinto ugogo athi sisilela kwabasakhulayo bakulezi nsuku, bona athi sebengumhlambi kazelusile iziqholo ezingakhuzekiyo.
Tomdala wayebuya lomumbi ibhaketi ethi ngigigele ngigige manje wakhathesi ifike yanamhla ngifele ukuthi umntwana nomntwana kuzila kungamzali.
Inhlanganiso yomanyano we-United Nations ekhangelane lezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe baphila iminyaka engamashumi phosi ayisithupha 58.5 years, i-life expectancy ngesiNgisi. Iminyaka le ingcosana nxa iqathaniswa lelikhulu esiphilwe ngugogo uMamoyo, yena othi okunye okufiphaza impilo yentsha yanamuhla ikugijimela ukucansa abanye begcine bebulawa imikhuhlane efana lowengculazi.
Abanahlonipho sidala umntwana wayebuya lejaha laphandle ebona umuntu omdala ucatshe kunje wakhathe sikhona ugonana laye kumbe njani sihlonipha umzala sazi dala kwakunjalo. Ngihlonipho shini noma ufuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani njalo kathozo asazi.
Omunye obesembuthwanweni lo ngugogo esitangwenya oseleminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu lasithupha 106 years, laye uthi ubusisiwe ngempilo ende ngoba ukhulele embeko futhi usahlonipha lanamuhla. Kodwa uthi abatsha basagobeki nanku sebewanatha mpondlwana bazikhohlwe lokuthi bangobani.
Noma batshela vela kabalali bathe ukuthi wena ungakudala thina sobaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
ambili, 102 years, uNumzana Suta Moyo. Yena uthi ukudla kwesintu ngokunye kwezinto eziqhelise impilo yakhe. Ukhulumoyo uxwayisa abasakhulayo ukuthi betshiyane lokusebenzisa izidakamizwa lokunatha utshwala obulimaza umzimba obugoqela injengo. Umcimbi lo ubuqoqwe inhlanganiso yeSpar Community Trust yona enakelela abantu asebeluphele ngokudla, inhlelo zempilakahle lokunye okutshiyeneyo. ogogo labokhulu betsholotsho laba babuyela ezindlini bethwele ukudla kugoqela izinkwa, impupho, amahewu, irayisi lamafutha okuphekisa abakuphiwe inhlanganiso le kulumkhosi. Isiphathamandla seSpa Community Trust unkosikazi Samantha Ruzawe uthi sebeleminyaka emithathu benanza izalukazi lamakheshi asebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu kusiya phezulu. Uthi lanxa bevame ukubabizela kobulawayo, lo nyaka babavakatshele endaweni zabo ezehlukeneyo.
I-organization ekhangela abadala wa 65 years and above abalemkhuhlane njenge-BP, tshukela, stroke, dementia le-prostate cancer.
Umbuthano lo ungenwe ngabantu abagoqela induna yesigaba umnumzana Amandla kaZulu Khumalo Mathupula, yena obehamba labalisa bakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseTsholotsho, ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ili linki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Idolobho lakobulawayo lamhla liqoqele abantwana abedlula amakhulu amathathu idili yebulawayo Crawl phambilini kweKhisimusi, lapho bekuthe gwaqa umeya waleli dolobho umnumzana David Coulthard lezinye iziphathamandla. Abanye balaba abantwana bebengabavela lapho kugcinwa khona intandane, njalo lalabo abazinakekelayo bebekhona. Ezinye iziphathamandla ebezikulo mcimbi zigoqela abahleli bephephandaba le-The Chronicle, The Sunday Times, lelomthunywa ezibalisa umnumzana Limukani Dube, Lawson Mabhena lonkosazana Gugulethu Ncube. Kukhangelelwe ukuba le mcimbi efanayo kuyona le inyanga Kampalakazi kulungiselelwa iKhisimusi, lapho inhlanganiso yezehlukeneyo ezande ukunanza abantwana asebeluphele, abagogekileyo labaswelayo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken lamuhla uthe kube lokuzwisisana phakathi kahulumende wakhe loweTurkey kudaba lokuthi bafuna ukubona kusenzakalani eSyria kulandela ukugenqulwa kukalowo owayengumongameli umnumzana al-Bashar al-Assad. Uhulumende weNiger usemise umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu umsakazo weBrithani weBBC kulelo lizwe ewethesa icala lokusakaza impiko athi ayiqondanga, njalo elakho ukuphazamisa ukuthula iphinde ikhuphe amadlabuzane kubutho elilwisana lamaqembu athile. Uhulumende weNiger ukhokhelwa libutho ophinde wathi uzakhweza ngokusemthethweni insolo ngomsakazo weRadio France International. Yomibili imisakazo yethule impiko ngolwesithathu isithi amaqembu ahlomileyo alwisana lohulumende abulele amasosha edlula angamachumi ayisithiyagalombili 90 labantu makhaza abangamachumi amane kusiya phezulu esabelweni esingcelelane leBurkina Faso. Okwamanje ngesizwe umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
O umunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu abalodumo e-Iran usanda kuphiwa amaviki amathathu ukuthi aphume ejele elesatshwayo ele-Evin esiyakwelatshwa. UNajez Mohammad owaphiwa isicoco se-Nobel Peace Prize uvunyelwe ukuphuma kulandela isicelo zamagqwetha lemuli yakhe. UMohammad wakhutshwa ithumba njalo wahlinzwa unyawo ngodokotela ngenyanga edluleyo. Insuku ezingamachumi amabili lanye aziwe lezi zindishwane kakhulu kule nyanga ezintathu ebezicelwe yimuli. UMohammad ongumlobi njalo owake waba yintatheli zindaba kanye lomsekeli womqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Defenders of Human Rights Center sowabotshwa kaninginengi iziphathamandla ze-Iran ngenxa yomsebenzi wakhe okulwela amalungelo alabo ababotshwa ngenxa yezombusazwe kanye labesifazane. Wagcina ukubotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2021 wagwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka elitshumi lantathu. Uqale ukugula kakhulu ngalesikhathi evalelwe. Efika emzini wakhe nge-ambulance ku-stretcher, uMohammad owaziwa kakhulu ngesibindi sakhe entolongweni ye-Evin utshaye islogani esikhuthaza ukuvikelwa kwamalungelo abomama kanye lenkululeko. Indaba zesinqumo senkokheli ye-Iran esokukhulula uMohammad okwesikhatshana kulandela ukuhlinzwa kwakhe ziza ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zalelo zwe ziqinisa umthetho othi abesifazane kumele bagqoke impahla evala ikhanda eyokholo lwesi-Islam e-hijab. Iphalamende ye-Iran isanda kubeka umthetho wokugqokwa kwe-hijab kanye lokuvimba ukuhlangana emacansini kwabantu abangathathananga. Umthetho lo uhlawulisa imali eningi kakhulu abesifazane abawephulayo kanye namabhizimusi avumelana lokwephulwa kwawo. Elemelika umanyano ye-United Nations lezinye inhlanganiso ezilela ilungelo loluntu zihlala zikhuthaza ukuthi uNajez Mohammad akhululwe. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba kusikhatshana esedluleyo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano belemelika lamanye amazwe uVedant Patel wathi udaba lolu luyadanisa ngoba wayevele engamelanga abotshwe njalo ukugula kwakhe kubangelwa yikuhlukuluzwa inkokheli yele-Iran. Sikhuthaza njalo njengesike sakwenza ukuthi uNajez lezinye izibotshwa zombuswazwe bakhululwe. Lo ngomunye umzekeliso oveza imizamo eziphathamandla zele-Iran eyokuthulisa intatheli zindaba abalwela amalungelo oluntu abafana loNajez Mohammad labo bonke abasola ubukhokheli balolo lizwe. Njalo lokhu kumele kumiswe, kutsho uPatel.
Lowo ke ngumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Basazi njani basazi, ayisiyashona basazi. Ke basazi ngiyafisa manje kube nekhodi shapha ekhaya ekudiya labantu abaqamba amanga. Ngibona nokubezwa nje bethi hayi umgwaqo hayi aluyisiqalile ukulunga endaweni enje. Hayi damu seqale ukwakhiwa. Hayi izibhedlela manje ziyathola umshini wokulokhu zipho kwelapha imvukuzane. So ngiyacela nje ukuthi sike nekhodi ezokudiyala laba abantu ukuthi umuntu uma esiza emsakazweni noma esiya kuma laphana makamera kutelevisheni engakhulumi into engabambeka ngoba lokhu kokwenza ukuthi abantu behlala nje berojwa kuphela abantu bezana. So akube nekhodi ekudiyala abantu abaqamba amanga. Wazi nje uzokhuluma amanga hlale nje 1 month 2 months ingawuboni ekhodi lo muntu mbona nto uzoba ngcono ukwehlisa into zezandla ezokuqamba amanga.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi labalaleli ye-Studio 7? Hayi mina mfuna nje ukukhuluma kuyo kwindawo phazamisa ucabanga kwami la ngale Mat South e-Isiza District e-Isiza South okwakungu-Ward 6 nokwakungu-Ward 5 kusiye phambili village okwenza i-delimitation i-Ward 5 yahle phuna isiye phambili yayifaka ku-Ward 6 udubo solula khathesi abantu babanjwe indlala ebuhlungu nalesi yaziyo ekhona elizweni abantu bakasiye phambili village sebefake ku-Ward 6 ngabaholi labathiwa ncedo ngendlela eqondileyo benza okokucelelwa ku-Ward 6 ku-Ward 5 lapho ababekhona kudala. So into yakhona iyafrustrate ibuhlungu abawa wathi five kates ukuze kufe fine okunye kuze kwabe le creator wathi creator kwathi five kodwa umgwaqo uhamba la kube wathi sithi icaya chiya khona apho ikhona lapho abantu bona bako abesiye phambili vilisi
Studio 7 linjani liyaphila hayi thina siyaphila siya kunzima bakithi kunzima ngizwe malume kanje uthole kusala abanye abantu abaloku besadayo uhulumende uyazama ubusuthanda ukuthi ubhekisise ukuthi uzama kuphi yimi ephuzama khona lokubo empumalanga kodwa ngapha itentshonalanga hhayi ma umuntu wasesindebeleni ulokhu sathi uhulumende uyazama kuyakusa kudala uzala kusanabantu abathi umnanga kwengathethiswa ngokuzagcina engakethela abantu into abazidingayo okuyikuthi uhulumende wakhona kanti uyancengwa ukuthi alethele abantu i-service delivery ma uzathi wena ubaba uzamthethisa njani uqede ucele ukuthi akwenzele ulutho wena osathi unguyihlo ungcono usanesikhathi kanti maye laba abantu abamvotela abakobulawayo njengoba behlala khona othuma labo gawuleni labaningi bakhona so labo kasoze abalethele i-service delivery nxa ukuthi uyathethiswa
labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo lanile lakho ukusithumela yenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 Asizweni uEzra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7 exoxa lo Ndumiso Moyo omelele liqembu.
Zakhelela kuhlelo Hoza Friday lo Ndumiso Moyo leqembu lakhe alibiza Zimsplash.
Izimsplash le yaqalisa ngo-2010 qalisa ukhipha i-album yokuqala ibizwe le-stage name endizwa ngalo mbizo cha NG Nduna elokuzalwa ngibizwa ngoNdumiso Moyo onguye engisebenza laye kakhulu onguye u-bass guitar wethu onguye njalo u-producer wethu unesinika kubhalwa yini ziye zilide yini njalo zibhekwe ngiphethelelo nje
uNduna uthi ukhule ecula ingoma zembube kodwa-ke ebelalela abanye abacula abamanza wangena kwezomculo
kule kakhulu ngithanda ingoma zabo-Supertinate o-Emartinate wonke oPamela Nkosi siyazingijabulisa kakhulu and ngikwanisa ukuzigida nami ngaze ngaba lesisi ukuthi lami ngingene kwezomculo saqalisa ngo-1999 sazokhipha i-albhamu yethu 2010 sasithi lama-albhamu angu-10 le ngikhipha manje eyiyona entsha yakhona ethi uzomthola
Mazibani ola kuZulu orale kuhlelo lwethu emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Sizimisele ukubhoda zonke izindawo sibijabulise. Siyadinga inkuthazo yenu, siyadinga ukukhuliswa yini, siyadinga ukubona besiphakamise kizo zonke izindawo. Kuma-live shows sikhululekile, kuyasithinta, kusize sizolijabulisa. Lakho konke emchadweni kuyasibiza sizolijabulisa emchadweni, konke sikhululekile.
Umculo wakho njalo utholakala ngaphi Ndumiso?
Ku-YouTube sikhona. Even WhatsApp and Tulagulizi number of +26377802327. Easy number and Tulagala is a lezo. Even booking number.
Hiyo umtule wezi msitash, bebe merongu njumiso moyo, unjuna mwake, mchero waza, oza Friday. Ikamula mweza chisa swanda, libe limpela sondo M9.
Usule mimi, ikumbule wena, usule mimi, ikumbule wena, usule mimi, ikumbule wena.
Lo weqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Zim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo. Sizwe uEzra Chisa Swando Studio 7 exoxa lo ndumiso moyo uNduna omele lelo qembu. Luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Life Talk lapho esicubungula imigoqo ebhekane labeZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe emngceleni yelizwe ngalesi sikhathi seKhisimusi bevakatshela emakhaya abo. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kwele Botswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisi wenhlanganiso ye-SADC lesakhiwo sokugcinela izikhali ethekelele njengomholi we-SADC. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha e-Washington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.